This is KTOL Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 25 minutes until the top of the hour. Our next guests are from the JDHS Yada Akasle hockey team to highlight upcoming games. We have Matt Bowling, one of the coaches. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thank you.
Taylor Bentley, she's mostly a defense player. Welcome, Taylor.
Hello.
And also Carl Doubt, welcome to the show.
Hello.
It's nice to have you all here. All right. Tell us about when these games are coming up.
Yeah, it's we're kicking off our season this weekend at the Treadwell Arena. The JV team is playing Tok and Glen Allen on Friday 3:30, Saturday 6 o'clock, and varsity's playing Monroe Catholic at 7:45 and 7:30 on Friday and Saturday, respectively.
Okay. Describe the teams for us. What does the team look like? How many players? All that stuff.
Yeah. So we have our largest group ever this year. We have 43 players. We also have the highest number of girls on our team this year. We have 7 girls this year, which we're really proud of. A small senior group of just 6 of them. So a lot of underclassmen and a lot of young kids that are getting a lot of experience right away, right out of the gate.
All right, Taylor, tell us a little bit about yourself as a player.
I play defense mainly, and I'm the oldest girl on the team, so that's pretty cool, I guess, to think about.
All right, Carl, how about you?
Well, I've played mostly defense. I play a little offense here and there. I've had a pretty long hockey career. I've loved it so far, and it's been great.
All right. Matt, what would you add to Taylor's description as a hockey player?
She's a pretty modest team leader. She leads the boys as well as the girls, I would add. and Carl's got a pretty rockin' slap shot, so you want to see some hard shooting action, you definitely want to see Carl on the blue line.
Got it. Taylor, do you play other sports besides hockey?
Yes, I play soccer.
Okay. How do you describe the similarities or the differences between soccer and hockey?
They're very similar. That's a good question, I guess. I've never really thought about that, but I feel like they're very good. What's the word? Like
cross sport.
Yeah, cross sport. Yeah, they
cross
help
training.
Me cross training. Yep.
Is bigger hitting in hockey or bigger hitting in soccer?
I'm definitely more aggressive in soccer than I am in hockey. Which is kind of weird because you'd think hockey's more aggressive, but as a girl, I'm more aggressive in soccer than I am in hockey. I'm not really sure why. It's always been like that.
Carl, how about you? Other sports?
I also play soccer.
How about you? Similarities, differences?
Kind of like the movement of the ball or the puck, depending on how you look at it. Just basically getting open, using the space you have, or taking away space and time from opponents when you're playing defense. So, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. What would you guys say is the hardest part about playing hockey?
Probably the speed, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's really, really fast compared to soccer. Soccer is kind of a slower, more aerobic sport. And hockey's more of an anaerobic sport, so, like, my muscles get tired way faster in hockey than soccer.
How about you, Carl?
I feel like it's implementing and adding all the skills and everything into one when you're playing. It's probably the hardest thing.
All right. Matt, were you raised in hockey culture?
Yeah, I was. Yep, I was born and raised in Minnesota, so grew up a lot with a lot of hockey in my life. And I started. I found my way to the rink here when I first moved here, and this is actually my 10th year coaching high school hockey. So it's definitely consumes our family life.
I bet. What's the best part about it for you?
You know, the best part for me is watching these kids grow up. Taylor is one of the kids that I actually coached her when she was 11 and 12. And it's been really fun watching her grow up and from a young lady like my daughter over here up to a junior in high school, and then watching them, you know, continue to grow and have raise families and have kids of their own as they, you know, leave high school and college and stuff.
Taylor, what have you learned most from the game of hockey?
I'm not really sure what I've learned the most, but I think my favorite part about hockey would be like the friendships and the community. I've grown up with all of the players I play with now, and I'm really good friends with all of them and their parents too.
All right. How about you?
Same thing with the friends and getting to know people, and also respecting even people that you don't like. Maybe you're people you're playing against, just respecting people.
All right. Matt, how about you? What's a life in hockey taught you?
Teamwork. Yeah. You know, just working together to accomplish a common goal. You can apply it to any walk of life.
If you're just tuning in, that's the voice of Matt Bowling, coach at JDHS Yadaakale for the hockey team. Also, Taylor Bentley and Carl Doubt are here in the studio. Can you give us the details on this weekend's games again, please?
Yeah. So on Friday, the JV team plays at 3:30 versus Tote Glen Allen at the Treadwell Arena. The varsity team plays at 7:45. On Saturday, the JV team plays at 6 o'clock, followed by the varsity at 7:30. Tickets at the door are $5 for adults and $3 for kids. There's also a concession stand open and lots of fun activities in between periods and going on throughout the game.
All right. How's JDHS looking this weekend, you two?
Our team's very young this year. We lost 13 seniors, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a lot of our players are underclassmen, so they have to learn a lot, but I feel like we just have to play smarter than the other teams.
What do you think, Carl?
Yeah, same thing. It's a really young team. I feel like if we come out strong, play good together, on top of everything, I feel like we're going to play good. But if we don't come out strong and weren't working together, it could be a harder game.
Okay. Matt, if we wanted to follow you all online or somewhere, see these dates for the hockey games, where's the best place to do that?
Yep. JDHSHockey.com is our website and our schedule. There's a link on our schedule right on that page, as well as rosters and pictures and lots of other little hot news bits about the team throughout the year.
And you have games next weekend too, right?
Yep. Next weekend we're home against Colony, both JV and varsity, similar times as this weekend.
All right. Carl Doubt, Taylor Bentley, and Matt Bowling, find out when they play, all that kind of stuff at JDHShockey.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there anything else any of you would like to add?
If you haven't been down to the rink yet to check out one of these games, I highly recommend it. You won't regret it.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name.